USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a so-called clean continuing resolution, or CR, to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. A short-term spending bill is needed before the end of the month to achieve that effort. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the four corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things move forward by the end of the week. He noted that he and Pelosi agreed on not seeing the government shuttered. Lou Brock, the St. Louis Cardinal legend and Baseball Hall of Famer, has died. Brock spent 16 seasons with the Cards out of a 19-year career in Major League Baseball. The six-time All-Star was 81 and battling numerous health issues. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Novak Djokovic was disqualified from the U.S. Open after he accidentally hit a line judge with a tennis ball. The top-seeded tennis star smacked the ball behind him as he walked to the sideline for the changeover. The ball hit a female judge who dropped down at the back of the court. After a discussion with officials, Djokovic was defaulted from his fourth-round match. Jacob Blake making another public appearance from his hospital bed. The 29-year-old black man was shot 7 times by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, leaving him paralyzed. He said there is a lot more life to live.
Your life, and not only just your life, your legs, something that you need to move around and move forward in life, could be taken from you like this, man.
The video was tweeted out Saturday night by his attorney, Benjamin Crump. A GoFundMe account was set up by family members. It surpassed $2 million in donations so far. Blake also encouraged African Americans to change their lives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continuing their efforts to get people to stop smoking and vaping. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The CDC analyzed data on the campaign's impact on quit attempts as well as sustained quits. The lead author of the so-called TIP study is Dr. Rebecca Murphy-Hafer.
You know, TIP is effective. Our new study results show that during 2012 through 2018, the TIPS campaign was associated with an estimated 16.4 million quit attempts and more than 1 million sustained quits among U.S. adults.
The TIPS campaign featured people like Susan Nimoy, the widow of Leonard Nimoy, best known for his role as Spock on Star Trek. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.